My name is Gabby Campbell. Welcome to Back to School Prayers for Our Children. Today, I will be praying for kids in preschool and elementary ages. Mamas, prayers are so important as we as parents cover them for the coming school year. Here at Help Club, we love to pray scripture because we love to pray God's word right back to Him. Today, I will be praying a few prayers that I have picked out that go along with scripture that I am hoping will encourage you mamas to pray over your kiddos as we prepare for another school year, and that it will encourage you and that you can use as a guide to pull out and to refer to as you are able to, whether you want to hang it up somewhere you can see every day on your fridge or maybe your bathroom mirror. There will be a link that will be attached for a printable that you can look at that goes over some of these prayers and scriptures that I'm going to refer to. I'm going to go ahead and start, and here we go. The first prayer, so I'm going to go ahead and pray and tie these prayers with the scriptures into them as well. Okay, thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for bringing all of my mama friends or any parent that's going to be listening to this podcast. As we embrace that there's a new school year ahead, we just pray, God, that you will guide and lead us in the prayers and scriptures to pray for our kids and how we can uplift them, Lord, as they start a new year and new grades, whether it's in preschool age or elementary ages, Lord. We need to pray for them, Lord, and so that they can have the best year possible that they can have as they head to school. The first prayer I want to pray, Father God, is that I pray, Lord, that these children will know that God is with them, that He is their strength. You are with them, Father God. You are there to uplift them and guide them and direct their steps. The scripture that goes with that is Joshua 1:9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I pray, Father, that the children that are represented from these households that are listening today, that they will set an example for others in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity as they go into their schools this year. The scripture tied with that is 1 Timothy 4:12, which says, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, and faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." Father God, I also pray that you will, that the children, our children, Lord, in this age group, Lord, and really in all of the ages, Lord, that are going to be prayed for over the course of this week, I pray, Father God, that they will love you with all their heart, their soul, and mind, and that they will know how to love others well. When they are not home, when they are outside of the house, when they're in their schools and their classrooms, God, I pray, Father, that you are the one that is directing their steps, that you give them a compassionate heart and show them, Jesus, how they can love those around them. The verse that is tied to that is Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, that says, "And he said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" And Father God, I also pray that our kids will know, Lord, that you have a perfect plan for them, Lord, that you already have something that you want them to do an impact, a difference that you want them to make. And even if they can't see exactly what your will is in this moment, Father, for their lives, I pray, God, that you would complete the work that you are doing in our children. And that I pray, Father, that they will trust your timing. And that we as parents too, as we pray for our kids, as we minister to them, Father, I pray that you help us, Lord, also to have, as moms and as parents, that you help us to have the patience that we need while we are raising them, Lord, while we also can't see the bigger picture yet, that we can trust you, God, trust your timing, and that you have great things in store for them, and that you have a purpose for their lives, and that they will do something great that we can't even see in this moment. But we need to be their encouragers and continue to just fan the flame, fan the giftings that you have over their lives. And the verse that is tied to that, Lord, as we were to help these mamas remember that, Lord, comes from Philippians 1:6. And it reads, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Thank you, Father God, for these scriptures that you have placed, Lord, in front of us, that you have put in your word for us to refer and to look to, that we can be encouraged, Father, that we are not doing this alone. We are not parenting our children alone. You have us. You want what is best for our kids. You love them more than we can ever possibly love them. And Father, I just, as I close this prayer time with my sweet friends that are listening on the podcast, I pray, Father, that that your loving arms will surround each and every person listening, that your presence will just fill their homes to the brim this year as we head into a new school year. I pray, Father God, that they will feel the power of your spirit in their homes, the power of your spirit as they raise their children, and that they will know that they are not alone and that you are walking with them every step of the way. And that if they remain in you and that they trust in you, remain true to your word and stay faithful, you are going to take care of them, Lord, and they will lack nothing. I praise you and I thank you for that, Father God, for you have great things in store ahead in this next year as we embark on another school year. And we give it up to you, Jesus. We lift up these prayers and these scriptures up to you, Father God, for you alone can take care of them and can store them and hold them in place for us and bring them out to completion. So we thank you, Jesus, for the work of your hands. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our safe place and you are our refuge. You will be a safe place, a refuge for our kids in the hard times that they may encounter this school year, and you will get them through it and they will be okay. And I pray, Father God, for all of us that we will know through the power of your Holy Spirit, how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Jesus, the love of Christ for over us. And that we can stand in that promise, that we can trust in you, and we can refer in that and stand in that scripture in Ephesians 3:16-19, that we will refer to that scripture, that we will know together with all God's holy people to grasp how wide, long, and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, and that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of you. Thank you, Father God, for all that you are and all that you do and all that you bring and that you pour into our lives every day. We praise you, Jesus, and we give this time to you, and we love you with all of our hearts. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Goodbye. Thank you for joining me, friends. See you next time.